This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. It's July 28th, 2020. Mike Adams, Health Ranger here of naturalnews.com, explaining how the media is complicit in the left-wing terrorism that has now led to riots in over a dozen cities for over, 60 days straight now, something like that. And you see, they're setting a trap for Trump, or at least they hope he's going to fall into it. So far, he hasn't. They have violent left-wing protesters who carry out arson, assault, property damage, and also attempted murder, and throwing explosives at police officers. This was evident in the release of the body cam footage from the Seattle police, by the way, just massive explosives hurled into groups of cops. And then, after all this violence is taking place, the left-wing media says, no, they're peaceful. Peaceful protesters, they say, there's no violence. And then Jerry Nadler, who is a treasonous traitor, says, no, there's no violence. That's a myth. He said the idea of violence in Portland is a total myth, not happening. Really? He's just gaslighting America, you know? Does anybody believe that? I mean, you look at the footage of the beatings and the violence and the arson and the building destruction and the left-wing rioters trying to trap federal officers in a federal building and then burn the building down. I mean, that's attempted murder. But Jerry Nadler says it's a myth, no violence. And the media reports it's peaceful. And the way this is a trap is because, of course, no matter how Trump responds, it will be said to be an overreaction. Because, well, the crowd is peaceful as they're hurling those explosives and setting fire to those buildings and assaulting innocent people and shooting people in the streets. That's peaceful. So Trump has no right to respond with any kind of law enforcement or security of any kind, they'll say. But then if he doesn't respond at all, and people die because the violent left-wing lunatics are terrorists, let's be honest, if he doesn't respond, then he'll be blamed for doing nothing. So this is a trap, a narrative trap that they're setting for Trump. And the only reason this is even possible is because the media is colluding with the terrorists. The media, the left-wing corporate media. And that's why I'm saying today that the left-wing media, talking about CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, and so on, every person who works for those treasonous media institutions is themselves complicit in terrorism and treason. They are part of an illegal insurrection against the United States, a criminal uprising attempt that seeks to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States and to thrust the country into economic despair and anarchy, mass violence, so that they can cause enough pain that voters will choose to vote for something different. That's all this is. This is the left-wing media and the left-wing rioters working to inflict as much pain as possible for political reasons. And that is the definition of terrorism. And we saw this demonstrated by Barack Obama, too. Remember when there was the budget negotiations? I think it was 2014? And the Republicans were saying, no more debt spending. We have to balance the budget. I mean, they were saying that then. Now, that's a distant memory. The Republicans are like, spend trillions. Who cares? You know, but back in 2014, the idea was that Republicans were going to stand up for balancing the budget. What did Obama do? He conspired with Democrat governors to have a government shutdown result in the release of violent criminal prisoners onto the streets of America. And that's how they framed the so-called shutdown. They said, well, we must have to shut down the prisons. And they release prisoners onto the streets. Now, if that sounds familiar, it's because that's exactly what Cuomo is doing and Newsom and others right now. They're releasing violent prisoners in the middle of a pandemic. What's their excuse today? Oh, well, COVID might spread in the prisons. So they're using that excuse to release the prisoners while they are criminalizing non-criminal people who refuse to wear a mask. Those people are being put into prisons where the governors say that they will catch COVID-19. So the prisoners go free and the innocent go to jail. This is Democrat-controlled America, and it's all about causing maximum pain and punishment. That's the entire purpose, maximum punishment, to try to convince America to vote for someone other than Trump. So the media, left-wing media, the journalists, the script writers, all the employees of the left-wing media, they are criminal traitors engaged in acts of war against the United States of America. They are enemy combatants carrying out acts of domestic terrorism. And it's the media, by the way, that's pushing all the hate. They're maximizing the hate. They're whipping up the racial tension. When Obama was president, they claimed that America was going to be healed by Obama because white people voted for a black president. But when Trump became president, they immediately said he's a racist. And then they tried to sow division between black people and white people. And they pushed the division. And they ran with fake race hoaxes without issuing corrections, such as the Bubba Wallace NASCAR, you know, garage noose hoax. Total hoax. It was nothing but a pull-down strap for a garage door, you know. Look, the left-wing media has black people seeing nooses everywhere they look. Like, they look down at their shoes, and their shoes untied. Oh, my God, it's a noose on my shoe. No, it's your shoelaces. I mean, the media has people hallucinating racism everywhere, that it doesn't even exist. Hallucinating nooses everywhere where there are no nooses. And this is what's whipping up the hatred. It is a media plot to cause anarchy across America, to push economic damages through COVID-19 lockdowns, and to basically punish America for electing Trump. That's all this is. Punish America for electing Trump. Get him out of office, and then everything will be reversed. Trust me, even though I don't think this is going to happen, I don't think Biden's going to win, but if he did, the media would immediately say, oh, the pandemic is over. The racial tensions are over. America's going to be healed. Suddenly the narrative would change. Everything's great again. We have a Democrat in the White House. The media is the enemy of America. And that's why I have said over and over again that when Trump finally has a chance to go after these treasonous actors, which may happen after Election Day, he should arrest the enemy combatants who are pretending to be journalists at CNN and MSNBC and other similar places, arrest them with military police, charge them with treason, and try them accordingly. That's how you stop the treason and return America to a nation where we, the people, can share values and share peacetime activities, such as restoring the economy, instead of having Americans shooting each other in the streets, which is what the left-wing media has been actively fomenting. They actively want that to happen. They've been whipping it up. It's time to stop that. It's time to stop the treason, stop the insurrection, stop the terrorists. And in order to do that, we have to elect Trump to a second term. So if you've ever wondered why you should vote for Trump, that's the reason right there, because in a second term, Trump has an opportunity to go after the truly, the dark-hearted treasonous actors who are actively working to destroy this nation. So mark my words, vote for Trump or we will lose America. Hard truth right there. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report, or read my website, newstarget.com. Thanks for listening.